listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A stoush has emerged between the RSL and Wattle Range Council over its mayor's wish to include his own acknowledgement of country on Anzac Day. The Millicent sub-branch of the RSL had requested that Mayor Des Knoll refrain from giving his customary acknowledgement, saying it would be delivering one of its own at the beginning of the ceremony as per protocol. But council has defied that request, with elected members voting in support of the mayor's plans to deliver an acknowledgement at Tuesday night's council meeting. Non-profit group Our Voice SA is feeling pleased following a successful conference in Mount Gambier earlier this week. Around 75 people attended the conference at Wallunda Rec Centre, which brought together dozens of people living with an intellectual disability and their allies. Spokesperson Tristan Salem says the event dealt with a number of issues.
The conference served as a powerful platform for advocating for change within the community, so attendees emphasised the need for better understanding of intellectual disability itself, and improved access to public spaces was a very big one as well.
The cost of rent remains steady on the Limestone Coast. It's sitting at $290 a week, according to the latest data from PropTrack, which is the same figure recorded 3 months ago. But the median cost of rent is still 50% higher than pre-pandemic levels. And failing to give way has landed a 23-year-old Mount Gambier driver with a fine. Police alleged a female driver collided with an 18-year-old motorcyclist on Tuesday night at the intersection of Jubilee Highway East and Crouch Street North. The motorcyclist was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It's a very exciting occasion for Kybe Bolite product Lachie Neal tonight. He's set to celebrate his 250th AFL game, which will see his Brisbane Lions take on the Demons at the MCG.